Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh and the Quran. The Tanakh is the Hebrew Bible. Please support the ministries by shopping at goodhouse1968.space for all your needs, whether it be internet software, music, furniture, health, beauty, any of those needs, and many more. Go to goodhouse1968.space. You don't have to sign up on a mailing list or leave your email address to browse the site. You can do so without doing either. The proceeds and funds from the store, the church store, go to the purchase of Bibles and Qurans, Tanakhs and Qurans, for the Bible students who are not fortunate enough to be able to afford them. If you need a Bible or Quran, you can email me at parts, P-A-R-T-S, automotive at hotmail.com. That again is parts, automotive at hotmail.com. Parts, P-A-R-T-S, and then automotive at hotmail.com. Leave your name and your address, and I will send you a Bible, Quran, whichever one you want. So make sure you state in the email which one you need or want. All right. You can view this program at Blog Talk Radio by going to Good House 1968, or you can view it on Vimeo, Vimeo.com, Good House 1968. Again, that is Vimeo, Vimeo.com, Good House 1968. All right, I'm going to open with a word of prayer. Good, I petition that you drive the first sea of the demons away from us, drive the demons and Satan and the spirits and the ghosts away from us, that we're able to assemble and congregate here today and learn your word, the word that you put out for us to direct us and protect us from them, to be able to undo their snares as they control the businesses that steal from us or on behalf of them. Drive these demons away and drive their poverty away from us. Let things be corrected in the businesses that we are able to receive our proper allotment or our proper funds, as it is ours that has been honestly gained or honestly put there. I pray that you strengthen us up in the spirit and build our spiritual shields up against Satan's missiles, arrows, swords, and blows. Build them up against these demonic forces, Satan, the demons, the ghosts, the spirits, and open our eyes and remove his raft as the blinders of our eyes and the blindness of the truth, that we should only take in lies, but yet let us take in truth through God and increase in our pure heart the trust, belief, and faith in God, in good, or whatever you want to call him, Jehovah Allah. Excuse me, I pray that you strengthen us up, direct our steps in the laws that you set here for us. I pray this in the name of Yeshua, or Jesus Christ, or Yeshua. Shalom, amen, amen, shalom. All right. Let me begin the sermon. For the poor will not always be forgotten, wherein the Tanakh, or the hope of the needy, perish forever. You, Hope of the needy may perish sometimes if they need food or sustenance, clothing, but yet it will not always perish because God will see to it that they are provided for. Regardless of how poor they are or misfortunate, God will see to it that they receive sustenance, which enables them to survive here today on this earth, enables them to survive. Arise, Adonai, don't let mortals prevail. Meaning, don't let them prevail over the laws that he has set here for us. So we will not prevail over what God has put here for us to obey and to be protected by. These laws will prevail. Our laws will fail. Satan's laws will fail. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Adonai. Let the nations know they're only human. So God, in the end, puts us in check and lets us know that we are only human, flesh and blood, and he is spirit, God Almighty, and that we cannot go by and continue to be disobedient toward all the laws that God has put here for us. God will prevail and his laws will prevail. Why, Adonai, do you stand at a distance? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? The wicked in their arrogance hunt down the poor who get caught in the schemes they think up. So if you're getting caught up in the schemes you thought up and wonder why, you know why, because you're thinking deceitful, harmful schemes. Whether you're poor, rich, or whatever, God will trap you in those schemes, and God will let the wicked, the evil, the wicked, the no good, and the good stiff hunt you down, even in their wars, or even when you're on the streets of Chicago, L.A., or New York. You will be hunted down, whether it be by the police or whatever. Your wicked, evil, no good, and stiff, good, stiff scheme shall not prevail over the laws that God has set here for us. God's laws will prevail. You will be caught in a snare. For the wicked boast about his lust. He blesses greed and despises Adonai. So, the wicked in their hearts and in their minds, their wicked heart, their wicked mind, they bless the thoughts of gaining more money and material things. They despise God's laws of be humble. They don't want to be humble. They don't want to be poor. They want to have all the sustenance that they can get from this material world, or this material world of ours, or material world of Satan and his demons, this material system of things. Every scheme of the wicked in his arrogance says, there is no God, so it won't be held against me. This is what the atheists say. Those who refuse to believe in God, to keep up their sinful ways, their lustful ways, to gain material things, not thinking about the concerns of others, nor the benefits of the poor or the impoverished. They don't think of those. They do not think nor hold a heart nor a secondhand thought or nature of that. His ways prosper at all times, the ways of God. Your judgments are way up there, so he takes no notice. He takes no notice all the time in evil, wickedness, no good, or good, stiff ways. Because if he did, we all would be dead except for those who are of good actions or righteous actions. His adversaries, he scoffs at them all. In his heart, he thinks, I will never be shaken. So we're talking about the wicked here. Now we're going back to the wicked. These are the thoughts of the wicked. They don't want to be moved by other wickedness. They don't want to be moved. Their hearts don't want to be shaken, and neither will the heart of the Creator. The Creator will not move his heart in fear of a mortal, but he is immortal. I won't meet trouble, not now ever. His mouth is full of curse, deceit, oppression, under his tongue, mischief, and injustice. So these are the qualities of the wicked. He waits near settlements in ambush and kills an innocent man in secret. The wicked wait and they'll rob the pizza man, they'll rob anybody they can to get that money to satisfy their greedy hearts, their hearts filled with greed for material things. His eyes are on the hunt for the helpless. Their eyes are on the hunt for the helpless. They'll go down the streets, gunning down the helpless, going from corner to corner, just shooting innocent, helpless people who have done nothing to them, shooting the impoverished or the poverty-stricken ones who have done no harm to them, who have neither said a word to them, nor their actions bear a harmful way. Lurking unseen like a lion in his lair, he lies in wait to pounce on the poor, then seizes the poor and drags him off in his net. So this is the way of the evil, wicked, the unrighteous, the no good, and the good stiffs. They are like this toy, like Satan, their father, roaming about like a mad lion, waiting to devour anything he can or possibly can get his mouth on. This is the ways of the wicked or the unrighteous. They stay on the corners lurking for the helpless, the poor, the impoverished, those who they can deceive, those who they can lay their harm and their great might of wickedness, evil, and no good and good skipped on the poor, the impoverished, or the good action or the righteous action ones. But yet the good action ones and righteous action ones are under the protection of God, so they shall not see the downfall of the net of the evil, wicked, no good, or good stiffing ones. Yes, he stoops, crutches down low, and he and the helpless wretch falls into his clutches. He says in his heart, God forgets, he hides his face, he will never see. So he's thinking the Creator does not see, nor does the Creator's justice see. This is the belief of the wicked. The wicked believe that the Creator does not see, and they put it in their heart, even if they know it's a lie, they put it in their hearts that he does not see, so they can continue to have an equal opposite reaction of doing wickedness, something to justify their wickedness. They want to embrace their wickedness, so they need something to embrace their wickedness off of, which is there is no God. God does not see. This universe encompasses me, embraces me in the wickedness that I do. That is the thought of the wicked. Arise, Adonai God, raise your hand. Don't forget the humble. Why does the wicked despise God and say in his heart, it won't be held against me? You have seen, for you look at mischief and grief, so that you can take the matter in hand. They don't believe the Creator will take the matter in hand of the mischief and grief they have brought upon the communities. The helpless commit himself to you. You help the fatherless. But yet God helps the fatherless, the orphan, the impoverished, the poverty-stricken ones. Break the armor of the wicked as for the evil man as well. So God breaks down the wickedness. He breaks that stuff down so that we are able to survive, that we can walk on the streets on a day-to-day basis, or go take a walk or go take a jog and not have to worry about pit bulls on the street or somebody shooting or going to rob you. Okay, so this we see here is the actions, the equal and opposite reactions the Creator provides towards evil, wickedness, no good, and a good stem. He knows what is in the heavens and on the earth, and he knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Yea, Allah knows well the secrets of all heart. So what you reveal from your heart, God knew it before you revealed it. What you hide in secret in your heart, God knows while you ponder over it. This is why it says if you lust in your heart, you have committed a sin. And God knows this sin, and you will be judged for this sin by going on a day-to-day basis, lusting over. If you're a homosexual man, if you're a heterosexual woman, has not the story reached you of those who reject faith aforetime? We see of their destruction, their mishaps, and their mischiefs. From them obeying the laws of Satan, but defying the laws of God, but yet they cannot defy the laws of the Creator, because justice will be given and served. So they taste the evil result of their conduct, and they had a grievous chastisement. The wicked shall always receive a grievous chastisement, whether it be in life or the hereafter. There is only a grievous chastisement for the wicked. There always has been, and there always will be. That was because there came to them messengers with clear signs, but they said, shall mere human beings ever guide us, denying the fact that God sent them and rejecting the fact that God had sent them? So they rejected the message and turned away, but Allah can do without them, and Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. God does not need neither praise nor anything from us, nor need anything, but what yet he provides for himself. God is almighty and not needy of anything. So do not let that go into your little small thinking brains to think that the Creator, the immortal, the great immortal, the great Creator needs you or anything from you. The unbelievers think that they will not be raised up for judgment. Say, yea, by my Lord, ye shall surely be raised up, and then ye shall be told the truth of all that ye did, and that is easy for Allah. The wicked think that even in the hereafter they have escaped judgment, because God says, or the Bible says, God forgives them of their sins on death, on their deathbed, they are forgiven of all their sins. But yet there is a hereafter, and there's the judgment day that will come on Armageddon Day and the resurrection day, the resurrection of all. But yet those of the wicked. So let me go over this and make this clear. If God killed you, you will not be resurrected, because that was judgment day for you. If he put you to death in Sodom and Gomorrah, that is the finishing words, you have been judged, and the discussion is over. For the others, the Creator may not speak to you in judgment day. He may just pass judgment upon you. His courts are not like the mortal court, so do not go on believing that or seeing that in your little small head. Believe, therefore, in Allah and his messenger and in the light which we have sent now. So believe in the light of God or the word of God, because it is the light and bears witness to the light and provides more light and more conversions. And Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. He's acquainted with all our actions, whether they be good actions or bad actions. You cannot hide anything from the Creator. You will not be able to hide anything on Judgment Day, nor will you be able to plea bargain with him. Whether whatever it may be, a son to be a priest, a daughter to be a priest, or whatever, you shall not be able to bargain with him on Judgment Day. The day that he assembles you all for a day of assembly, that will be a day of mutual loss and gain among you. And those who believe in Allah and do righteous deeds, he will remove from them their ill. He will admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. That will be the supreme triumph. So we will have triumphed over sin, evil, wickedness, and no good on that day, in good shift on that day of judgment. The good action ones and the righteous action ones will have prevailed on that narrow road that leads to everlasting life. But those who reject faith and treat our signs as falsehood, they will be companions of the fire, cast off into the rays. This is the fire, the rage, the wrath, or judgment of God. To dwell therein forever and ever is that goal, because that gold is in their heart anyway. But the Creator shall set their hearts aside from the pure heart, letting them perish at their own sinful and corrupt hearts. Their cups that are filled with murders and uncleanness on the inside. No kind of calamity can occur except by the leave of Allah. And if anyone believes in Allah, Allah guides his heart aright, for Allah knows all things. So yet their heart shall be separated from the good heart, and they shall not in hell be guided any longer by God. They shall be separated off with the demons, or Satan and his demons, the ghosts, the spirits, and the unrighteous. So obey Allah and obey his messenger, but if ye turn back, the duty of our messenger is but to deliver the message clearly and openly. So our only job is to deliver God's message clearly and publicly, or openly, as it says there. We are to only do that, and we are to dust the wickedness, or to dust them off our feet, if they refuse to hear, listen, or accept the word of God. It is not for us to pass judgment upon them, but to walk it simply off and go to somebody else. Allah, there is no God but he, and in Allah, therefore, let the believers put their trust. So put your trust, brothers and sisters, your faith and belief in God alone. Not in man, or the works of man, or the sciences of man, or the knowledge of man, or the technology of man. Because this technology and knowledge has been passed down through Satan and his demons, the ghosts and the spirits, to mankind, and through the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But yet this is God's knowledge, and God's knowledge shall not turn or defy its creator. It shall not turn nor help you against this immortal God, Jehovah. It shall not turn nor cause a scratch on his nail for your sake or your salvation, nor the sake of Satan and his demons or the ghosts and the spirits. And when it is said to them, come, the messenger of Allah will pray for your forgiveness, they turn aside their heads, and thou wouldst see them turning away their faces in arrogance. So they turn away their heads in arrogance or hatred that you are speaking a soothing word to them, a gentle word to them, a comforting word to them. They don't want to hear it. They push it aside, turn away the anger, because you are presenting them with this. And it collides in rebellion against what they stand for, their own spirit, the spirit of Satan. It's like atoms colliding. It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out well. There's no attractive force. There's only the opposite, a repulsion force against the word of God. It is equal to them whether thou pray for their forgiveness. Okay, we've covered that. They are the ones who say, spend nothing on those who are with Allah's messengers till they disperse and quit Medina. However, to Allah belong the treasures of heaven and the earth. But the hypocrites understand not. They don't want to understand. They don't want. They simply do not want to understand or hear the word of God. Which is why I don't go about drugged up all day long. They'd rather have their drugs than hear the word of God. Or they'd rather have their alcohol than hear the word of God. Or they'd rather have their reefers or cocaine than hear the word of God. They say, if we return to Medina, surely the more honorable element will expel therefrom the meaner. But honor belongs to Allah and his messenger and to the believers. But the hypocrites know not. They don't want to know. They may have read the whole Bible. They may understand the whole Bible. But their actions show something totally different and opposite. It shows of their spiritual satanic development. And it shows their growth in Satanism or that of the world of sin. O ye who believe, let not riches or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah our God. Let nothing get in the way of your servitude to God or Allah, or cause a diversion from that narrow road that leads to everlasting life, to the broad and spacious roads that lead often into destruction, straying to the left or to the right. And spend something in charity out of the substance which we have bestowed on you. Before death should come to any of you, and he should say, O my Lord, why did thou not give me respite for a little while? I should then have given largely in charity, and I should have been one of the doers of good. You don't want to say that. I have to say that on your deathbed. You should have done this. You want to say, I did do this, and I did it for the will of God and for the word of God. That God prevails in spirit and in all. But to no soul will Allah grant respite when the time appointed for it has come. And Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. So Allah on judgment day on your deathbed knew all you did in life. And what you accomplished and what you didn't accomplish, your good deeds, your good actions, your righteous actions, your wicked actions, your unrighteous actions. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth, do declare praise and glory to Allah. So the whole creation process praises, gives praises and anoint praises to God alone. It anoints of his greatness and his greatnessness. To him belongs dominion. And to him belongs praise, and he has power over all things. So only praise belongs to God. Only the dominions belong to God. Regardless of what you bought here in mankind's system, it is not yours, not even your own life, your own soul, your own spirit. It belongs to God. The Father in heaven, the great creator, the great emancipator, as many would say, free of all who are good actions or righteous actions, but yet even freer to the wicked or unrighteous action ones or bad action ones, wicked action ones. It is he who has created you, and of you are some that are unbelievers, and some that are believers, and Allah sees well all that you do. He has created the heavens and the earth in truth. So when you create in truth, you get truth back. You reap what you sow, equal opposite reactions. He reaped truth, he got back truth. He sowed truth, he reaped truth. He has created the heavens and the earth in truth, and he has given you shape, made your shapes beautiful, and to him is the final return. So it is God who makes the shape of a person, whether it be beautiful in appearance to others, or to the demons, or whatever. It is yet but only by the power of God. Satan can only gloss up or disguise the ugliness with his makeups here today, his things of the world that we use to make ourselves look better. These things are not the beauty given to you by the Creator. The beauty, the internal beauty given to you by the Creator. And this beauty alone is only given by the Creator because you cannot cause from birth your own face to look the way it does, your body to be in the shape the way it is. You cannot defy, you cannot cause. In that there they will dwell, their penalty will not be lightened, relief will not be their share. So on Judgment Day, your penalty will not be lightened, the grief of what you did will not be lightened, and there will be no relief in the hereafter. Except for those who repent and after that make changes in their actions. So that is here today. Make changes in your actions from wicked actions or evil actions, wicked actions, and no good actions, and good stiff actions. Make those changes and convert to do good actions and righteous actions. Remember, the word of God was sent here for those who are sinfully ill. It is a word or healing of that illness. It is a healing of sin. Verily, those who reject faith after they accepted it and then go on adding to their defiance of faith, their repentance will never be accepted because they are those who have willfully gone astray. So as I was saying before, you can know the word of God, you can understand it. It is your actions that qualify you whether or not you shall receive everlasting life. Verily, about those who reject faith and die rejecting, never would be accepted from any such person all the gold and that the earth contains, even those they should offer it only to ransom themselves. For such people is a painful penalty, and they will find no helpers on Judgment Day. There shall be no lawyer to defend them. There shall only be a lawyer, Michael the Archangel, Jesus Christ, or Josiah, or Yeshua on that day, only for the good action ones, the righteous action ones. By no means shall you reach righteousness unless you give freely of that which you love. You let sin go, your worldly desires go. You give that up completely for what God has to offer and what God has set meaning to. So the meaning God has delivered here through his word, we accept that, and only that. We do not put anything before the Creator, nor before his word. People often say, well, put God first, but yet put the word second. That is to be in mind, his word second, what he set down here for us, a healing power for sin, a everlasting life for those who follow and obey, and build the pure heart or follow the pure heart. And whatever you give, truly Allah knows it well. All food was lawful to the children of Israel, except what Israel made unlawful to itself, its people. So we don't want to follow man-made doctrines or what man has made a holiday, a lawful, yet built up of an awful sin. We do not want to follow sin and the bliss of sin. Before the Torah to Moses was revealed, say you bring the Torah and read it if you are men of truth. Yes, you're men of truth. You can claim to be a man of truth, but what are your actions? Yeah, before the people, you can bow down and pray and do all of that, but what are your actions? Are they good actions or bad actions? Then after that, if any people invent a lie and say it is from Allah, they are indeed unjust wrongdoers. So this is why we read the Bible, the Quran, and go over the scriptures of things we've heard or things we are taught from our ministers and our pastors and our high priests. Say Allah speaks the truth, follow the religion of Abraham, the one truthful in faith. He was not of the pagans or the idolaters. Do not be one who jumps up and says, we're the descendants of Abraham or his offspring, so yet we have God on our side, because there is no truth in that. God bears for only the good action ones or the righteous action ones. It is a clear sign, the station of Abraham, whoever enters it attains security, or whoever does the good actions or the actions like Abraham or Yeshua or Jesus Christ. Pilgrimage to it is a duty that men owe to Allah. So we owe the duty to Allah to contain or refrain our bad actions or from doing bad actions. Those who can afford the journey, but if they deny faith, like Allah does not help from any of his creatures. So if you go on a pilgrimage, say to Mecca or the Holy City, these means are provided for by the Creator, whether or not you know it. And you should be grateful for those of us who had the chance to go visit these places, not in a time of warfare or chaos. Say, O people of the book, why do you reject the signs of Allah when Allah is himself witness to you all, to all you do? So all that has been done previously by the wrongdoers has been corrected in these books, the Quran and the Bible, and they have been set down here as a law guides that we shall not make the same mistakes, or that we should refrain from the same actions. But Allah is not unmindful of all that you do, O you who believe. If you listen to a group from the people of the book, they would render you dissidents or in a disagreement after you have believed. They, behind your backs, would be in a disagreement with you on everything you say, and yet you still not realize it or believe because you are being deceived by the wicked, and they try and cover up their actions. Even Satan attempts to cover up their actions to you so that you can continue to fall and socialize with wrongdoers. Because if you socialize with a wrongdoer, you will eventually become a wrongdoer. You do not socialize. Bad association spoils useful habits. And how can you reject faith when the signs of Allah are rehearsed to you, and among you lives the messenger Muhammad? Whoever holds firmly to Allah will be shown the straight path. So keep holding to God and praying for the truth and understanding of his word for those who do not understand. Remember that. Seek for it as a hidden treasure as you seek for gold or wealth or material things on earth. Seek for it that way, and you shall find it. It shall be given to you, the straight path or the way that God has set down here for us. A way that God follows himself. Because remember, God was here when Yeshua was here, Jesus Christ on earth. God was in him. And God preached his way, not any other way, the way of good action or righteous action. A way of not sinning. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam, or submission to Allah, or submission to God. Die only in a state of so that you have done good actions all of your life, all of your days, till the end, not a blemish or scar on your record before the Creator's own heart, so that his heart will not show his wrath to you as he shows to the other unrighteous or bad action beings and people. And hold fast all of you together by the rope which Allah stretches out for you, and do not be divided among yourselves being Muslims. And remember with thanks Allah favor on you. For you were enemies, and he joined your hearts together in love, so that by his grace you became brethren. So you want his grace to be shown to you, that through the congregations you may meet people and grow spiritually and develop spiritually in the way of God, towards God's righteousness and good action. And you are on the brink of the pit of fire, or the lake of fire. You are on the path to the lake of fire, but you diverted from that path, or God diverted you from that path to the narrow road that leads to everlasting life for heaven. or heavenly bliss, and not the road, great and broad, spacious road that leads off to destruction or everlasting destruction. He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make his signs clear to you that you may be guided. So God makes his word clear to us that we are guided from his word, that we shall receive what we held faith, trust, belief in. Brothers and sisters, remember that whole trust, truth, faith, and belief. You got to have truth in your heart. All right, that is it for my ministries today. Please support the church ministries by shopping at goodhouse1968.space. Remember, the proceeds go to the purchase of Qurans and Bibles or Talmuds for the brothers and sisters not fortunate enough to be able to purchase one. You don't have to leave your email address or sign up on a mailing list to view the website. You can view this program at the following locations: Blog Talk Radio, go to goodhouse1968.space, or vimeo.com. 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 Go to vimeo.com and you look up Goodhouse1968. Again, that is vimeo.com. Vimeo.com. All right. Good. I petition the brothers and sisters are able to do something with this message delivered here today, the word of God delivered here today. I pray that they accept and convert and cause their actions to stray from sinful bad actions to good actions, righteous actions. I pray that the demons are not able to control them, nor the spirits, the ghosts, nor the mechanisms here devised by mankind today, nor that even their own families, their own blood, cause them to stray off doing sinful actions, lustful actions of the world. But yet I pray that they are diverted to doing the will of God and only the will of God, not straying from that path. I pray that you give them lighten their way up, lighten the road up for them. And I pray this in the name of Yeshua Shia, Jesus Christ. Amen, shalom, shalom, amen.